This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com, and it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the privilege and opportunity to speak with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Petra. Hey, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so delighted that you're a guest with us today. And looking forward, as I'm sure our listeners are, to hearing a little bit about you and your story. So to get us started, could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
I'm Petra Ammerlaan, and I live in the Netherlands, in a small town outside a small town called Dreischor. It's a really small town. I'm married. We have a few dogs and cats. And I work as a nurse. I take care of the elderly.
Okay.
And that's about, in short.
Yeah. So do you work in a hospital or
no.
Like in a nursing home?
Yeah. And I work at 12 different departments. So, it's every day is different.
Yeah, wow. 12 different departments. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep up with that?
It's difficult sometimes, but it's nice.
Yeah. How long have you been a nurse?
Since I was 17.
Oh.
And I'm 45, so.
Okay. Oh, that's a long
yeah.
career in nursing.
Yeah.
A lot of time on your feet.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
So what made you decide to get into nursing?
It's fun to take care of other people and to hear their stories.
Yeah.
They all have a story, and that's nice.
Yeah.
And they're sick when they are gonna die. It sounds weird, but it's also a good thing to take care of them when it's the time to go for them.
Yeah, no, that
sounds weird, maybe, but yeah.
That doesn't sound weird to me at all. Somebody needs to be there at the end.
Yeah.
And it's comforting to have somebody that genuinely cares.
Yeah.
And what better person, of course, than a nurse?
Yeah, true. And
so,
family, of course.
Yeah, what made you decide to get into working with older people? People?
That's a long time ago I decided. I thought it was great. As I say, they have a lot of stories from their lives.
Yeah.
And I like to hear their stories. They also lived like you and me. And I just like it to take care of them.
Yeah. So have you ever had any trouble communicating with your patients because of stuttering?
No, not really. When I'm at work with my clients, I don't stutter that much. It's I don't know why.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because you're really comfortable around them.
Yeah, maybe, and it's I don't know. I didn't figure out yet why. But it's yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
And if I do, they are okay with it. So
Yeah. What about coworkers and supervisors?
Different story. Yeah.
Oh. How do you manage that?
As a lot of us, for years I was covert and I try to hide it. Yeah, we all know about that. And now I changed the. I had a new job a year ago, and it's scary when you start. And now I'm pretty okay with it.
Oh, good. Do you tell people that you stutter?
Yeah, sometimes I do, but I see so many different coworkers. So with some I talked about and with others not.
Yeah. Has anybody ever given you a hard time, like a coworker?
Not in this job. No, no, not yet.
Well, let's hope they don't.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I know that in nursing, certainly there is like lots of communication.
Yeah, true.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you talk with not only the clients that you work with, but obviously coworkers and doctors, right?
Yeah. True.
And
yeah.
Do you have a lot of opportunity to speak with family members?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty okay. I do stutter, and if I do, yeah, sometimes I still try to hide it. I know, not good, but yeah, that's so much in the system, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
Till now they are okay with it.
Good. Yeah. Good. I know what you mean by the covert tendencies and wanting to hide is so much in our system.
Yeah.
It's like ingrained in us. I was covert myself for many, many years, like 35 years. And it was crazy because it was harder to hide than it was to just stutter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just want to be yourself.
Right.
And be yourself, yeah, for us, it's with a stutter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to be yourself. You don't like it, but, yeah.
Can't change it. Exactly. You want to just be, you know, your true authentic self.
Yeah.
And present yourself to the world as you are.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had any speech therapy?
Yeah, a lot as a kid at school, but that wasn't, a bit weird. Tap at every syllable, that didn't work, of course.
Oh.
And then when I was around 14, I think, and speech therapist. And when I was around 18, a group therapy.
Oh.
And that really helped me. And then when I was around 40, I think, the last therapy. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went from 18 to 40 without having therapy?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So what made you decide to try it again at around 40?
It was okay for a lot of years, but then it didn't work at the time. It didn't work that well when I was around 30, 40. So I decided to get therapy again. Yeah.
Did it help?
In a way to deal with it, to be more open about it.
Yeah.
Technically, it didn't work. But to how to deal with it? Yeah, that it did help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're in the Netherlands. you said, which is obviously quite different from the United States where I am. So what type of therapy is offered in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I think it's about the same, I guess.
Oh.
I think so.
So basic like fluency shaping type of therapy.
Also, and learn how to deal with it. So I think the same as over there.
All right. I actually think that that's like the most important part of successful therapy is actually working on and dealing with our feelings and our attitudes about stuttering.
True.
You know, when I was in therapy, which I did as an adult, also in my 40s, I didn't really find it to helpful because it just seemed like the therapy wanted me to just cover up my stuttering again. And it made me feel like I was just being covert again. And really, what I wanted to do was just stutter and be okay with stuttering.
Yeah, I know.
Do you ever feel like that?
What helped me a lot is my therapist, the last one, learned me that people who care about me and who love me, they don't care about it. And that was a mindset which helped me a lot.
Right. And
They don't.
that makes total sense, right?
Do it.
But we don't always believe that as we're growing up and maturing.
It took me years to realize my husband doesn't care about it. And it's weird, I know. He was okay with it from the start, but
Oh.
it took me years to realize he's okay with it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So he's not only okay with it, but I'm guessing very supportive as well.
True.
So are you active in the stuttering community?
No, not really, no. We have meetings now and then, and I go to them now and then, but not. I live in a pretty in an area where there's not much around over here. No.
Really?
It's pretty quiet.
Is there an active stuttering community in the net in the net in the ne Netherlands?
Yeah, not pretty active, I think. No,
Oh.
not as far as I know. And it's all far away from where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, far, but
So you're like in a more remote area
True.
of the country.
I like it here, so it's okay, but
It's probably nice and quiet.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a friend from the States that actually moved to the Netherlands and lived there for 2 years, and she loved it. She's a person who stutters, and she is also a speech therapist, and she took a job providing therapy to, I believe, American children of people that had moved there for work and whatnot. And she was always posting beautiful pictures of the countryside and the waterways and the bicycle rides that she took all the time.
It's difficult that, yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems like bicycling is like a major form of transportation there, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't use it that much. I take the car most of the time.
Well, yeah, if you're in a remote area of the Netherlands, you probably have to drive everywhere.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one of those international stuttering conferences? I know they had one in the Netherlands in 2013.
No, I wasn't there. No,
Oh,
no.
yeah. It was in Lutheran, if I'm saying it right. Luntren or
Oh,
Lutra?
yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the east, I thought. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I wasn't there in person, but I did Skype in and help with a women's workshop as part of
Okay.
that conference, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So the next world conference for people who stutter will be next year in 2019 in Iceland.
Okay.
So
That's
you should try
definitely
to
true.
go.
No, that's too far.
Is
That's a
it?
long trip.
Oh, yeah. So I know you're pretty active in the online stuttering community. I see you in one of the Facebook groups quite a bit. Yeah. So how did you wind up joining one of those groups?
I just searched on Facebook on the word stuttering and I found that group, yeah. So yeah, I like it.
Were you looking for support?
Yeah, true, yeah. The feeling of not being alone just
Right.
helps a lot,
Yeah, it does. It really does. And especially if you're, an active participant and actually, write posts or comment on other people's. So, and I see that you are pretty active, which I think is great.
Thank you.
And I also saw that you recently took a huge risk and you did a video and
Yeah,
posted
true.
it in the community. How was
Yeah.
that?
Scary. Really scary. Yeah.
What
But
was
I
so
saw.
scary about it?
Yeah, first of all, yeah, all things. The stutter, but everyone stutters of is related to someone who stutters. Or in my English, it's not my main language. So it was a bit scary, but I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got tons of feedback on it too.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah,
Yeah.
that felt good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think people kind of look up to people who are willing to do that.
Yeah.
And I think, because you did it, you kind of were like a role model for other people who
Yeah.
may have been scared to do it.
Yeah. It works for me that way.
Yeah.
Others did it, so I thought, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, true.
Yeah. It's funny how it can be scary to do something like that in a group where everybody is associated with stuttering. You would think it would be like the easiest place to do
Yeah.
something like that,
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that also, but yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it, though, like putting yourself out there on video, it makes you really vulnerable, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But once it's out there, it's okay. I think it was for me. Yeah.
So, you know, this is a podcast about women who stutter. You know, what advice would you have for younger women coming up behind us, who may be covert and hiding their stutter? What advice could you give from your own experiences at this point to a younger woman?
Try to talk about it and be open about it, and don't want to make very big steps. Make small steps. That was my mistake, to be overt all the time, but that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Small steps, really.
Baby steps.
Yeah. True. Yeah. And stay close to home, your partner, your parents, sister. Talk about it, really.
Yeah, that's actually a very good advice. And sometimes I've heard people even have a hard time talking about stuttering with their family. Like, sometimes it's hard to talk to your parents or your siblings about
it. Yeah, I still can't talk to my mom about it, really.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird, I know.
Did you did you talk to her about it when you were growing up and having therapy?
Yeah, a bit. But it's hard, and it's crazy, but yeah. Also with my dad, I talked with him about everything, and he also had a stutter, but we didn't talk about it that much.
Oh.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Did he stutter openly?
More or less. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, you would think that would have been like a common bond between you, that you could have talked about with each other.
Yeah, but we didn't. And we talked about everything else. really.
Yeah.
We were pretty close. And maybe shame. I don't know.
I know with my parents, particularly my father, I always felt that he was ashamed of me. And that was the hard thing that I had to deal with, because I got that feeling very young, when I was like 5, when I started stuttering, and his reaction was to yell at me and tell me to, spit it out, and, stuff like that. And his face would get really red and he'd get angry. And of course, as a 5-year-old child, all I could think of was, oh my God, this must be bad. I'm doing something wrong. So I just always had that feeling that he was ashamed of me, and we never, ever talked about it. So it's hard. And I didn't actually start talking to my mom about it until about 10 years ago, when I finally came out from being covert. And then we don't talk about it often, but she at least acknowledges that she wished she'd helped me more when I was a child.
Yeah, but that's pretty sad what your dad did.
Yeah, but I think it was hard. He just died in November, and we never really reconciled. We never really made things right between us.
Hmm.
And that's tough. That was hard, but I think a lot of it had to do with the times, it was in the 60s and the 70s, and I don't think that things like differences were tolerated as much as they are now.
Yeah.
You know?
People didn't talk about stuff, I think.
Right. Everything was like hidden under the carpet.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No.
Well, you're an only child.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So it was just your parents, and yet you didn't really talk much about stuttering, and it was just the three of you. Wow.
Yeah, true.
Interesting. I'm the oldest of six.
Okay. That's different.
So there was always, in my family, there was always a lot of competition to speak and to be heard, and it was always really busy and hectic. Because the first five of us were all a year apart, so we were all very, very, very close in age.
That's much difference.
That's a huge difference. Being an only child, I often wondered what that was like.
Quiet.
Did you have trouble making friends growing up?
No, not really. I was always try to hide my stutter, but I could make friends. Not much, but I definitely had friends.
Good. And teachers in school were okay and supportive.
Didn't talk about it that much. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Everybody's experiences are different, but in a way, you know, because we all stutter, we get it. And you know, even though you're in the Netherlands, in Europe, and I'm here in the United States, in North America, we share something in common, and we get it. And sometimes it's just nice to be able to talk about it with another person who stutters, especially another woman who stutters, since we're so rare.
True. One in four.
Do you know a lot of people who stutter at home in your area?
Not over here, but through my life, I met them a lot. Really. At school, at work, at the animal shelter, also another woman. So those animals.
Kittens, it's
nice. I like it.
Yeah. Do you talk to the animals?
Yeah, of course, all the time. Also at home.
Do you stutter when you're talking to the animals?
Yeah, sometimes I
do.
Yeah, a bit. Not much, but sometimes I do.
I've always heard that people don't stutter when they're talking to their animals or their pets.
Yeah, sometimes very small blocks, but sometimes but they are okay with it, of course.
They love you anyway, right?
Yeah, true.
That's awesome. Well, Petra, I am so delighted that we had this opportunity to connect, and you shared a little bit of your story. It's so inspiring to hear that you're a nurse out there every day, talking to people every day, and living your life as a woman who stutters. So thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
It was, and it's I'm confident people that are listening are going to be inspired with your healthy positive attitude.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
So thank you again. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.